page Kuf, all the way to the bottom of the page, by Eis Hei. And really, last week he ended off with explaining to us what the Pnimius of Shnei Mekavech HaTargum is. And he explained that Shnei Mekavech HaTargum is really working on the ability to be Megala and to be Makadesh Klipas Naiga. In general, there's Kedusha, there's Tuma, then there's the bridge in between, which is called Klipas Naiga. And the whole point of Shnei Mekavech HaTargum is that Targum is Naiga, Targum is the bridge. And the goal of Shnei Mekavech HaTargum is Kif Leka Flying, to be able to be Makadesh, the Indian of Naiga, by adding in a double dose of Kedusha, which is Shnei Mikra, and then Echa Targum, and then a person is able to Makadesh Naiga. And that's obviously the best way to prepare for Shabbos, because that is what Shabbos is. Shabbos is, the whole idea of Shabbos, is to be able to Makadesh the 6 days of the week by bringing the art of Shabbos into it, as we've spoken about by Richas over the past few months already, probably talking about the 6 days of the week. And Memela, the Ikar Avodah of Shnei Mikra v'Echa Targum happens, B'dafka, according to the Arizal, on Erev Shabbos. That's the main time to do it. Again, if it's not possible, a person can do it the week, during the week, but the Ikar time is to do it on Erev Shabbos. Now he goes on to the next chelik of Erev Shabbos itself, an Ois Hei. Zman Tefillah on the bottom of page Kuf. Zman Ois Hei. Zman Tefillah's HaMikvah. V'achar HaMiris HaParsha Shnei Mikra v'Echa Targum, Anu Mekablam Koyach, Lakabel Tosefes Kedusha Shabbos. After a person says Shnei Mekavecha Targum, then a person is now able to be Makabel Tosefes Kedusha Shabbos, because that's what Tosefes Kedusha Shabbos is, the ability to be Makadesh Naiga. The Hainu, Shana Makabel Koyach Limshech Al Atzmeinu, we have the Koyach to be Moshech on ourselves as Kedusha Shabbos. Kvar B'yam Shishi, ready on Erev Shabbos, even though it's Erev Shabbos in the morning, even though it's early, but at that moment already, we have the ability to be Mamshech Kedusha Shabbos after that time. L'hoisev Kedusha, B'kerbenu Shenetzlech L'galas Isha'or L'ki, L'hargash Isha'i, to be Megala that are, and to be Margash. Again, it's around the whole week, but to be able to be Mekadisha, and to be Megala, that's possible already on Erev Shabbos, from the time that a person says Shnei Mekavecha Targum, then already a person's connected to the Parsha, a person's already being Mekadish Klipas Noiga, and now he has the ability to be able to be Metzliach, to be Megala the are, Afilu Sha'anu Adai. Even though it's still Friday, and it's not, so to speak, Erev Shabbos, it's still just Friday, it's still just another day of the week, Afal Pi Ken, it's able to go from Friday to turn into Erev Shabbos Kodesh, it's able to become a day which is able to have the Kedusha of Shabbos in it already. And therefore, it's kedai to be tevel the mikvah. Dafka achar kriyas shnei mikvah echa targum. If shnei mikvah echa targum is the main achana of Erev Shabbos. Now again, there's achana, a lot of achana in Erev Shabbos. You spoke about machshava, dibur, maisa. So we got 2 weeks ago is that machshava takes the three chalakim that take place in Erev Shabbos. But what we're talking about now is that the way to be able to be magala, to bring it down to the place of dibur, to be able to be magala in that way, the way to do it is dafka through shnei mikvah echa targum. And mela, once a person says that, now a person has the ability to be able to be magala the Kedusha, and now it's the best time for a person to be able to be Tevil. Ki oz yesh lekeich lekabalis ha'ar Shabbos. Amna b'shasat chak, yochel litval av shadayin lekar zaparsha. B'shasat chak, a person could also be Kaira, a person could also be Tevil, even though he hasn't yet done Shnei Mekavech HaTargum. And begiyah kvar zman ha'tfila, shu b'shach ha'mishish shal yom ha'shishi, which from the fifth hour, the fifth halachic hour of yom ha'shishi. So therefore, the most appropriate time to be able to go to the mikvah, the best thing to do, again, this is the most lechatchil, the way that Rizal used to do it, and the way that Rizal tells us that we should do it, Shnei Mekavech HaTargum. And then once you finish the whole parsha, Shnei Mekavecha Targum at Erev Shabbos, then go to the mikvah. And then after the mikvah, we'll see. There's Tayyamah, there's other, but there's also an Erev Shabbos. But that's really the beginning of Erev Shabbos that's what a person is supposed to be involved in. Vida, we'll see again, we'll see. He's going to be marking on this a little bit more. Vida Shrei Lahakdim Esa Tefillah Kafei Asher. The best thing to do is to be makdim the tefillah as much as possible. Ki ba va'al yodam eslaveshes ba'odam kedusha Shabbos. Through going to the mikvah, through being toivel oneself in the mea mikvah, a person is able to then be mislabish with kedusha Shabbos. Uba koicha, but the koicha of going to mikvah schila les galois boi teisefa Shabbos. Now a person can be magala teisefa Shabbos. U inyan otzim v'noira. Ukomesha kosev arizal teisefa Shabbos nikir umizgalu b'metzach ha'odam teikaf achar tefillah. The reason said it's clear, and again, you have to be on the level of arizal to be able to see this by somebody else. But the arizal is telling us that this is the reality. The reality is that it's misgala already on the forehead of a person, in the face of a person. It's ready. Gala after a person goes to the mikvah, the mitzias of the fact that a person is already makabel and is already has this connection to Tosefes Shabbos. So l'chein kol ha'makdim harezu meshubach. The earlier a person can go to the mikvah, again, once Shach HaMishis comes, the earlier a person can go to the mikvah, a person is able to be magala that Tosefes Shabbos early in the day. Kum makdim l'gala is b'yisa or Shabbos. We have a very easy eitzah. It's Erev Shabbos, it's Friday, but you want to be able to be makadish it. Even though it's adayim yamechel, you want to be able to makadish it with Kedusha Shabbos. The eitzah is Shnei Mekavecha Targum, and then you go to the mikvah. Nach the mikvah already, a person is holding in Kedusha Shabbos. And that's why he says on the bottom, if you look in the bottom, he says, okay, let's say Ara Ayin Dalad, we'll see Ayin Hay maybe also as well. But he says an Ara Ayin Dalad, not the Kanis Lashon, Arizal Shabbat Mavorm is called Dvar Me'ela. So he says, Vizela Shanim, let's give him the next paragraph. After Shnei Mekavecha Targum, my Tevil Tvil Shair of Shabbos, The reason would go be tov the tefillah of Erev Shabbos and nisker b'sefer hazayir. Parshas Shumah, daf kuf lamed vav amid beis. The Rav Nuna Saba havi salik menur b'chal Erev Shabbos. He would go into the water every Erev Shabbos. Ve'yomer moi rizal. The rizal would say kivin shekvar kara parsha. Since he already said the parsha shneimik avechatargum kvar yesh ba'adam koyach. The Kabbal Tosef is Kedusha Shabbos. At that moment, you could already be a Kabbal Kedusha Shabbos. Ulechein lo yaitovel koydim shikra parsha. He wouldn't go to the mikvah before Shneimik Avechatargum. Zulasi derech mikra. Again, the same way he said that derech mikra, he would sometimes do Shneimik throughout the week. If it happened that he would have to go, he would go otherwise.
For Afka. The Rishon is Shabbos morning.
There we said what? Right, exactly. If he couldn't do it during the week, then he didn't know during the week that he wouldn't be able to do it Erev Shabbos. He'd do it Shabbos morning. But that's also derech mikra. Vafka mikra zelo yotevel rak achas shachila shachamisis miyam ashishi. Even that only happened after shachamisis. K'moshe v'yarnu la'el al Hashem yisera al hey yisera the yom hashishi. That's from shachamisis of yom hashishi. The fact that the Torah at the beginning of creation puts in the word yom hashishi that extra hey. The reason is magal that that extra hey refers to the shachamisis of yom hashishi. V'yomer moy rizal. The rizal would say, "Could the sefer Shabbos say nicker umizgala b'metzich adam take of achra tefillah nisker?" As soon as a person goes to the mikvah, the sefer Shabbos is ready in his gala. Aver ikla ekra gila lo yirak achachatzei yoyim v'dafkim tovel kvar v'asim et klipas dechol al yidei kavanasei kenoed de sheklip in dechol heim big dechol shenafesh adam v'efshe shekoma sheikorav lelol Shabbos is gala yoyse te sefer Shabbos. The closer you get to Shabbos, the more it's going to be able to be Megalot Sefer Shabbos, but it already begins at that moment of Tefillah on the Mikvah. It's such a Pashta Zach to do. Again, even in a Gashmi stick away, I saw that once they opened the Mikvah, especially in the winter Shabbos, when I was going to Mikvah Mamish early, you go early in the day. It's according to their mother, Ramah writes, this is a Mefurish Halacha. Yeah, I think he brings this down somewhere over in the bottom that a person's supposed to put on his big day Shabbos right after a person goes to the mikvah. So shit, the Ramah, after a person takes a shower, a person does rechitza v'chamen, a person goes to the mikvah. The Ramah is talking about, I think, rechitza v'chamen. He's not talking about dafka of the mikvah. But after a person does rechitza v'chamen, a person goes to the mikvah. The Ramah says a person to roy that a person should put on the big day Shabbos in order that it should be nicker that the rechitza that was done on Erev Shabbos wasn't just stam a shower, it wasn't just stam a bathing, but it was done in order for kavod Shabbos. And therefore, the Ramah says right after you come out of the water, which is either the mikvah or the shower, person should then go ahead and put on big day Shabbos. And a person does this, you do this at 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're already wearing big day Shabbos, I do this in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, this is, it's everybody does in Yerushalayim, but a person is able to do this. I had this chus to do this as much earlier than I'm used to because of the mikvah, because I was trying to go early and the mikvah is closing early, but it changes mamash the whole Erev Shabbos. A person goes and does tonight mikvah v'chatargam, you go into the mikvah, you come out, you put on a bekesha, suit, tie, whatever it is, you get dressed for Shabbos, not just a suit with the tie, mamash with the tie. Mamish dressed for Shabbos. Is that exactly the way you're supposed to look when it comes to Shabbos? Changes the next few hours are changed, totally changed. Because you're already holding a Shabbos. You're already wearing big day Shabbos. You're dressed for Shabbos. You're after the mikvah. You already feel Shabbos. And the achanas of Erev Shabbos, and we'll see a little bit more maybe over here, and speaks about it later on the Sefer as well. There's a tremendous klipa that comes down on Erev Shabbos, which tries to bring a lot of kasan to the house in Erev Shabbos, and a lot of bilbil in the house in Erev Shabbos, and it really all stems back to the original Erev Shabbos of creation, when Adam and Chava ifne itzadas, mamash at Erev Shabbos, as it was getting close to Shabbos, and there was blame, and Adam was blaming Chava, Chava was blaming Adam. Things weren't working out well in the first Erev Shabbos, but a lot of that can be taken away when a person already feels Shabbos. If you feel like you're middle of the 6 days of the week, so yeah, then there's a bilbo comes in, there's a klipa comes in, it's Erev Shabbos, and it's confusing, and it's a lot of things going on. It's very, very difficult to stay calm. It's very difficult to be able to stay Shabbos dick because it's not Shabbos, it's Friday. But a person's already wearing big day Shabbos, the big day Shabbos are ma'ur on the kedusha of a person. I'll talk about it later, the site of big day Shabbos, which is a big site in and of itself. When a person's already went to the mikvah and wearing big day Shabbos, and it's already past Chatzos, and a person's standing there already having said Shneimik Avechatargum, it changes the rest of Erev Shabbos, and it makes the achana that much easier. A person makes a keli to be able to be makabel the kedusha of Shabbos, and that's what he writes over here. And let's just read one more paragraph, and then we have to go to the bottom where he talks about this more barichas. But he starts talking about first the kavana of the tefillah of the mikvah. Va'atan avar be'ezra Hashem's kavanos sheyesh lecham a tefillahs be'mikvah be'erev Shabbos. His specific kavanos to have on Erev Shabbos, his general kavanos. Every time a person goes to have a mikvah, every time a person's table in the mikvah, and the specific kavanos to have on Erev Shabbos. It's tchila naves lashon arizal. And first we'll bring the lashon of the arizal. On the bottom, he'll go more barichas and more into the shemus. But first he gives it in the way that arizal says it simply. Da, kitzarach ha'adam litvo beis tefillahs zuachazu. Person should be toivel two tefillahs zuachazu. Harishayna, he will have shabig dechol shanafesh. The first one is Tahara. The first one is taking off, getting rid of any of the 6 days of the week, the Indian of the big day chal shel nefesh, which means I'm wearing not a physical clothing, but I'm wearing a spiritual clothing of the big day chal. I want to get that off, and the first thing I do in the mikvah is mikvah purifies a person. It's the same way a person has tumah on a person, and you go into the mikvah, purifies a person. Erev Shabbos, the first tefillah, and we'll see that this is makusha to the Shemus, a person's supposed to be chavan as well. A person, the first tefillah is getting rid of the 6 days of the week, getting rid of the big deichel. The second one, vashenis, hilukavet Shabbos, hilukavet teisefes. The second one is teisefes Shabbos. Zek kavana shayech, hashava l'chol nefesh. Every person is able to be mechavan to that, even if we're not going to understand everything he brings down to the aris and the bottom, which we'll talk about next week, all the different Shemus. But this is a very, very posh, the simple kavana that a person can have when he goes into the mikvah. The first dip, and he's supposed to be mechavan this, we'll see that. Rizal says before you actually tevel, before the first tefillah, you be mechavan that I want to take off, I want to be poshet the big deichel. The second dip, the second time a person's tevel, is in order to be mekabel teisefes Shabbos. V'zek kavana shava l'chol nefesh. V'it shetfilu rishayne chavan lishet deslavusha echol menishmasoi ulatar mechol inyan ateva. Want to get rid of teva sheishes mei ha-maisa mechol inyanam shem hepech ratzan Hashem yizbarach. The same way we find in the mikvah, there's an inyan of tahara, there's an inyan of tesefes kedusha. Each one of those two tefillahs that a person does in Erev Shabbos, one's tahara and one's tesefes kedusha. One's getting rid of the tumah, and one is the second level, which is tesefes kedusha. Lahalbish es nishmasai belavush shabbos etuchel nishmasai lachis is early key ulahakar beemes amachlotan she'inan mavade. Now I want to be able to be, now that I got rid of the big deichel, now what I put on the big deichel Shabbos and to be able to mechaven the kavana of tesefes Shabbos. Mr. Shem will continue next week, where he goes into one more kavana from the Baal Shem Tov, a general klali stick of kavana, and then perhaps if we have the meicha next week, Anak can be next week, so maybe after Pesach, then Mr. Shem will continue the specific kavanas that a person should have, the specific shemus that a person should have. But Mr. Shem, we should all be zeicha to be Nerech Yisrael by next Shabbos already making a chanas for Pesach, already taking the seh to try to be biker for 3 days. Mr. Shem, we should be zeicha.